tuned in to the Pop Drones show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. Last track that we heard there was from Samantha Glass. Actually, that's a man, Beau Devereaux, I believe based out of Madison, Wisconsin. That's from a fairly recent cassette of his called Midnight Arrival, released on the Not Not Fun label. That song there was called Carving. He's got a LP that's forthcoming, I think going to be released on the Not Not Fun label as well. Just an excerpt that we heard right there was of Maria Minerva, who we're going to give tickets away to and start giving those away immediately. So the first person to call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You get a pair of tickets to the Maria Minerva show, which is happening tonight at the Waldorf. Father Finger, who has a very recent cassette on the Not Not Fun label as well, will be on that bill. And same with local act White Poppy, who has also had a tape on that very great label. Call in right now to win some ticks to Maria Minerva, Father Finger, and White Poppy. And that's tonight at the Waldorf, 604-822-2487. Right now, we're going to listen to that Maria Minerva track. It's called I Don't Want to Be Discovered. It's from her very, very new LP called Will Happiness Ever Find Me?
Showbox and Union Electronic present Orbital live in concert at the Vogue Theater on Wednesday, September 26th. Orbital has returned with their first new album in 8 years. Called Wonky, it puts a vividly modern spin on their signature blend of richly melodic, deeply emotive electronica. Advance tickets are available at B Street Records, VogueTheater.com, or UnionEvents.com. Doors open at 8 p.m. All ages are welcome.
I knew I had a problem.
Eating and eating.
I felt so alone.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. Start living the life you deserve. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. Last track that we heard there was from Father Finger. That's a solo project from Providence, Rhode Island. She's got a new cassette, self-titled cassette, released on the Not Not Fun label. That track there was called Temper. And you can catch Father Finger tonight at the Waldorf with Maria Minerva and White Poppy, label mates. All on the Not Not Fun label there. And before that was the lady headlining the show tonight, Maria Minerva herself, former Estonian native, with I Don't Want to Be Discovered, taken from her new record, Will Happiness Ever Find Me? Right now we're going to get into a new record here from Lauren. This is a taken from a 12-inch released on the Ninja Tune label. He's from Milwaukee. He's got a new full-length called Ask the Dusk. But this is actually a no-verse version of Weigh Me Down, taken from a single released just around the same time as the album. So this is Lorne with Weigh Me Down, no-verse version on the Pop Drones Show.
You know, With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from a Silent Servant from his new LP, Negative Fascination, just issued on the Hospital Productions label. A track that we heard there is called Invocation of Lust. And before that, we also heard a little bit of Silent Servant. That was actually a remix of a Pacific Blue track called Industry. And that is released on a remix 12-inch on the Pacific Blue's own label. And Old Apparatus right before that with Chicago from their new 12-inch EP called Realize that was issued on the Sullen Tone label. And Lorne right before that with Weigh Me Down, and that was the no-verse version, all the vocals taken out of that. And that's a 12-inch released on the Ninja Tune label, taken from his newest LP, Ask the Dust. Right now, we're going to get into the newest record from the Great Brain Feeder label. This is LA-based producer. He's been doing a lot of remixes and some mixtapes and stuff online for the last couple years, but finally comes out with his debut LP. It's called Breakthrough, and this track here is called Flange Face. We'll be right back.
name is Carrie Sirwetnick, and I'm a former national team soccer player and founder of Why the Women's World Cup Matters. In 2015, Canada will be hosting the Women's World Cup. Most of us understand the positive impact soccer and sports has on girls. In fact, girls and women average 47% of the playing population. They pay 47% of salaries in the soccer industry. They represent millions of dollars to advertisers at professional clubs, yet less than 1% are represented in decision-making or professional opportunities on and off the field across our country. We think this is unfair. To learn more and see how you can make a difference by joining our campaign or donating towards projects that will make an impact, visit our website, whythewomensworldcupmatters.com. It's time for a major change in how girls are treated here in Canada and around the world. The Women's World Cup does matter.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from Detroit legend Robert Hood with a track called Torque One, taken from his Motor Nighttime World 3, third part of this series, all dedicated to the city of Detroit. This album here was actually inspired by the documentary Requiem for Detroit, which is actually quite a fascinating documentary, if you can find it out there. Anyways, the first part in that series was done way back in 1995. And still going through with it many, many years later. Commodo right before that with Axis from his new 12-inch on Deep Medi, and The Gas Lamp Killer, LA-based producer with his debut LP Breakthrough. And that track there was called Flange Face. Right now, we've got a new one here from a Diamond Version, which is the collaborative effort between Alva Noto and Bitone, artists we've played plenty of here on the show in the past, and this is taken from EP 1, the first in a planned series of 5 EPs, all to be released on the Mute Records label. This track here is called Empowering Change.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there was from Factory Floor. That's actually a remix done by Richard H. Kirk of the track Two Different Ways. That's taken from a 12-inch released on the DFA label. Inigo Kennedy, right before that, with Ihana from his most recent 12-inch Vignettes 2, issued on the Semantica Records label. And Diamond Version before that, which is the duo of Alva Noto and Bitone. And that song was called Empowering Change from EP1, the first of five planned EPs to be released throughout the rest of the year and early next year. Right now, we're going to hear something new from Vladislav Delay, Finnish producer, kind of known for more minimal work over in the 90s and throughout the 2000s. And he's kind of thrown his hat recently into the ring of sort of demented dance music. So this is taken from a new 12-inch called Espoo, released on the Raster Noten label. And the track here is called Olari.
Nobody.
On Friday, June 22nd, Shaw Cable will be discontinuing their FM channels, meaning they will no longer broadcast CITR.
Aww.
It's a good thing we have this big antenna. CITR, still 101.9 on your FM dial and online at CITR.ca.
Tuned into the Pop Drones show. The last track that we heard there was from One O'Trick's Point Never. And that's taken from his recent split LP with Renee Hell. That's issued on the NNA Records label. The track there was called The Letter. Very soon we can expect another release from One O'Trick's, also known as Daniel Lopatin, known to his mother as Daniel Lopatin. Anyways, collaborative release with Tim Hecker. They have a new LP called Instrumental Tourist. That's going to be released on Mexican Summer on November 20th. And yeah, we'll have a couple tracks to play from that before the release date. Vladislav Delay before that with Olari from his new 12-inch called Espoo, released on the Raster Noten label. One last track here for you before we sign off for the student hour. This is Pete Swanson, famous, most famous for being one half of noise duo Yellow Swans. Since their demise, he's gone solo and released quite a bit of stuff. Anyways, he has a new LP. It's actually a split with Mike Shiflett. It's released on the Amish Records label, and some more intense, kind of over the top, demented dance industrial stuff here for you. This is a brief edit of College View, the track that he has on the record. 50-minute track here, but we're only going to play about 5-6 minutes of it. Anyways, here it is for you. Pete Swanson with College View. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week, folks.